Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Children under the care of the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families suffered at least 260 serious injuries between 2014 and 2015, and none of those injuries were noted in their DCF records. That deeply disturbing conclusion from a report out today by State Auditor Suzanne Bump. The report also found that social workers didn't know children they were monitoring had been badly hurt. And even more troubling, the report found 19 instances, including rape, sexual abuse by a DCF-contracted employee, or assaults, but those cases were not reported to local prosecutors. Now, this report comes as DCF has been undergoing major reform efforts since September 2015, after several children died while under DCF supervision. Joining us now in the studio to discuss the report is State Auditor Suzanne Bump. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks. I'm delighted to be here.
So first of all, tell us more about what you found. These sound like very serious failings on DCF's part.
They are. They are. We used the information at our disposal, the same information that DCF has at its disposal, but does not use, still does not use, and found that there were, as you said, 260 serious bodily injuries for which kids had been received medical treatment that the social worker's case files didn't know about. It wasn't contained in the files. DCF's response in the audit, which apparently is different from what they're telling the press today, is that, well, sometimes that medical information is old, and you know, it's already occurred. I can't understand for the life of me how they cannot appreciate that whether the information is 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months old, they need to be accessing this information so they have a complete picture of what's happening to the children in their care. How can they defend such willful ignorance?
Well, so let me ask you, because I'm just wondering, MassHealth provides records of all medical treatments to an enrolled member. And in its response to your report, DCF indicated that it hadn't taken action to implement some recommendations regarding getting those MassHealth records because they believe that the data in that MassHealth provided is not timely, as you were mentioning.
Right.
But is there any credence to that?
No. Frankly, we use the MassHealth data in our auditing of MassHealth and also in auditing agencies like this whose people who are served by that agency are enrolled in MassHealth. So we know that the information is very current. And as I say, even if the information is 2 days old or it's 2 weeks old, or it's 2 months old, this is still information that's relevant to the treatment of that child who's already in DCF custody. So I can't fathom their defense of willingly being ignorant, maintaining, you know, that they should be able to be ignorant of these cases.
So we asked DCF Commissioner Linda Spears for an interview, and they declined our request, but they did send us a statement. And in this statement, they said that the department's priority is to protect the most vulnerable children, and it relies on mandated reporters such as healthcare providers, physicians, and teachers to provide us with up-to-the-moment information. DCF regularly conducts trainings for mandated reporters across the state, offers online training, et cetera, et cetera. And so it seems they seem to be saying that perhaps the gap is in the mandated reporters not providing timely information to DCF.
That is indeed a phenomenon. It doesn't relieve DCF, however, of using the information to which it has ready access in order to track what's going on with the children in their care.
Okay. So about the 19 then specific cases that your report found where there was sexual abuse by a DCF contracted employee, assaults, rape. I mean, terrible things happening to children in these specific 19 cases in your report, and those cases not having been reported to local prosecutors. Mary Lou Sutters, the Secretary for Health and Human Services for the Commonwealth, is actually right now at this moment giving a conference call to reporters. And she's saying that in those 19 cases that were apparently not referred to DAs, she says they were all referred to law enforcement. Sometimes, though, it was local police rather than DAs. And sometimes the actual form regarding the reporting was not in the child's file, but there were notes indicating referral to law enforcement.
When we looked at this matter and followed these so-called critical incidents and injuries through the process, there originally were a much larger number of cases that didn't get referred to DAs that seemed that they should have. We looked more deeply at it, not just relying on their computer system, and did find that some had followed not the appropriate channels, but they had somehow, through a phone call, through a email from a personal email, had been brought to the attention of the district attorneys. There were, however, bottom line, 19 cases that never went to DAs, and we know that because we took these 19 cases and brought them to DAs and said, do you know anything about these? And they said no.
Now, your report covers 2014 to 2015.
Right.
And it was in September of 2015, though, that Governor Baker instituted some major reforms at DCF because the agency has had huge problems. I mean, and he committed $100 million to DCF, hired more than 300 social workers, 96 managers. I mean, is it possible that if we looked at 2016 and 2017 records that many of the problems that you're identifying wouldn't be there?
It's highly doubtful because they haven't in the first instance of the serious bodily injuries that were treated and about which DCF knew nothing, the policy hasn't changed so that they weren't then and they still aren't using the MassHealth database to identify these medical treatments for serious injuries. So there's no reason to think that that has changed.
We just got a couple seconds. How easy would it be to make that change?
Pretty easy. It doesn't require another $100 million or another 200 social workers to do this. This is a change in policy requiring social workers to look at this medical history database.
Well, Suzanne Bump is the auditor for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We've got a link to more information about her report on the Department of Children and Families at our website, radioboston.org. Suzanne Bump, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.